worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms to begin with. Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. All of Psalm 1. Then looking in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You've answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. Verses 25 to 37, Luke chapter 10. Father, we thank you once again for the wonderful wisdom, the counsel, the knowledge that we draw from your word as we spend time one-on-one with you, listening to you, receiving from you, and following in the footsteps of your word. Father, thank you for the opportunity for us to be your hands and feet in the world. Thank you for the chance to be vessels through which you reach to touch the world, to minister your love, your grace, your light, your salvation, your peace, and your blessing. Stir us more and more to be the church of compassion, mercy, and grace you'd have us to be, a church that's reaching out to people who are hurting, who are going through all sorts of difficulties and challenges in life. And Lord, help us as the church to better understand your heart when it comes to standing for life and doing our part to help end the tragedy of abortion in this world. Thank you for the chance to be involved in this wonderful work. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer at this time as well.
Father, we join the psalmist in saying, Every day we will bless you and we will praise your name forever and ever. What a wonderful God you are. Great are you, Lord, and highly to be praised. Your greatness is unsearchable. We worship you. We lift high your name today. Father, help us to not get so caught up in the chaos that's going on in the world, the problems in our own neighborhood, that we forget about you. Father, we want to meditate on you. We want to be moved along by your Holy Spirit day by day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We are honored and blessed to have with us in studio today Greg Van Buskirk. He's the executive director of a national ministry called ICU Mobile. And Greg has been in that position of leadership since January of 2017. After over 30 years of working in the business world, he's a man of God and a great servant of the Lord. Greg, thanks for being with us today.
It's an honor to be here, Pastor Joseph.
Good to have you. And Greg, as we start off, I want to ask if you'll take maybe just a few more moments to share about your own journey in coming to the place where now you're serving a nationally known pro-life ministry like ICU Mobile. And then we want to talk more about the mission and the work of ICU Mobile as well.
Oh, I'll be happy to. You know, it's interesting how God, as I've shared with you before, it's a lot of time it's the journey, it's not where you end up. Mm. And so the journey started years ago in Wichita, Kansas, where it was the summer of life. There was a lot of pro-life protests going on, and it's the first time we engaged or got to hear, listen to AFR radio, which we really enjoyed while we were living in Kansas. But then God set me on a path to where I was in business, I was doing different things and learning different skills and honing different abilities. And then when I was getting it up in my mid-50s, I said, you know, I saw a lot of my friends were retiring. They wanted to go out and help nonprofits and try to do something with them and pour back into those ministries what they've learned in their business careers. So I thought, well, that's what I'd want to do too. So I had my plan all laid out. God had a different plan. Instead of waiting to when I wanted to do it, He did it much sooner. And so I found myself as part of a reduction in force of a very large company. All the line of middle managers were taken out. And for some reason when it happened, I was not upset. I was more excited. I was still on my plan. Through that, I learned that, God had His plan. His plan is perfect. And about 6 months later, I started working with ICU Mobile, working on some development things for reaching out to other centers to go mobile and also some fund development items. And then at the end of the year, my contract ended. And next thing you know, I got a call on the phone by one of the board members saying that they wanted me to come back as the executive director. And I just was surprised and astonished. I thought it was going to be something else. And since that time, 2017, it's been just a wild ride, but God's in control. And it just to see him at work, there are things that have happened that I can't explain, and I don't even try to explain. It's just all God. And we just praise him for that.
Mm. And, of course, my wife, Birdie, and I had the privilege of meeting you a few years ago in Texas. And at that time, was that when you had just stepped into the directorship?
I had just stepped in within about 6 or 8 months of it, yes.
Mm, okay. And I know for me that was a very powerful conference to get a chance to be a part of, to really get a good overview of the wonderful work of ICU Mobile. So would you, at this time, tell our listeners again what ICU Mobile is all about?
Pastor Joseph, ICU Mobile is a national pro-life ministry that operates or supports a fleet of mobile medical units across the United States. We currently have 44. We're launching 8 this year, which we're excited about. And we're in 22 states. And what these mobiles do is they go out into the community and they reach out to women that are experiencing a crisis or an unplanned pregnancy, and they come on board. They learn about their options. They learn about what kind of support they can have to take care of the baby and have their baby. And if they're more than 4 weeks along, we take them back, and they're able to see their baby on ultrasound. And what we found, Pastor Joseph, is that 4 out of 5 women who see their child on ultrasound choose life, even though they were thinking of abortion. And we just praise God that the technology is available and they're able to use it. And then once they've made that decision, we support them and get them connected with agencies or local pregnancy centers that will provide them the support to carry them through the pregnancy. And just as important, we also share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So our mission is pretty direct. It's we serve women that are experiencing crisis pregnancies. We save lives by using the incredible technology of ultrasound, and we share the life transforming gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that's a nutshell what we do, and which each of the mobiles do out there. And it's just exciting to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Greg, if someone's listening and thinking to themselves that they've heard the term ultrasound, but they don't know what it means, define for our listeners what an ultrasound is.
Sure. And the ultrasounds have changed over time. It is basically, Pastor Joseph, it uses sound wave technology to go in and bounce, and it receives it, and it's able to duplicate what is underneath the skin. Mm-hmm. So I've had ultrasound done on me to look at my heart valve. And women use ultrasound to see the shape of the baby. And the technology has progressed now to a point where they have what they call 3D and 4D ultrasounds. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, it looks just like a picture of a real baby when it comes up. And so you see it wave at you, you see it sucking its thumb, you see it doing all sorts of things and smiling and blinking. You see so much. And the technology has taken it so far. It's just incredible.
Mm. Would you take a moment now, Greg, to specifically pray for believers to really be wide open to what the Holy Spirit may share with them? Because I think many people may be in many different places in terms of their listening to God and in terms of what God is really calling them to do in the cause of the kingdom of God and the cause of life as well.
I'll be happy to. And, you know, it's we talk today so much that it's my body, my choice. But how about that child? Mm-hmm. They have... It's a real person, and they need to be considered too. We can't forget that because they're a person.
That's right.
So, but sure. Dear Father, we just praise your name. We just thank you for your grace. We just thank you for your son who came and died on the cross so that we can have a relationship. And Lord, we lift up wherever people are, whether they have experienced abortion and need healing. And Lord, we just pray that they can connect with somebody or an organization. Possibly at a local pregnancy center that they can help them with that healing. But Lord, if they're pregnant and they're considering abortion, Lord, get them to a place where they can see their baby and understand their options and how much support is out there and available to support their having that baby. And we just pray, Lord, that you would just connect them even right today and right now, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you would watch over them and just be with them as they try to struggle with that decision. And Lord, just make your spirit move so they can connect with people to just influence them in a way that that they will make the choice for life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Greg. And I would mention to all of our listeners, we're grateful that you're listening in today. And Greg and another one of his associates is here with us today, and they're in the process of helping us, our ministry, Greenwood Pregnancy and Hope Center, raising the monies to purchase a mobile unit that is going to serve here in the state of Mississippi, the first Mississippi-based center. And if you'd like to help us with the project of raising the monies to help purchase this mobile unit, this first unit based in the state of Mississippi, simply go to afr.net to make a contribution. Prayerfully, we're asking every single listener to consider giving a donation to help us towards that end. Again, afr.net. And so, Greg, again, we're grateful that you were able to come. And, you know, of course, I know you're busy, and we really appreciate you taking the time to come way down to Mississippi to help us out.
It's an honor for us to be here, and we're so excited. Your heart for the lost and for the life, Pastor Parker, is incredible. And just I'm just privileged to be here and sitting in this studio with you.
And, you know, we're coming up on a break in just a few moments. But, you know, on the other side of the break, I'm going to ask if you'll share a little bit more about why seeing the ultrasound is so, so important. And, you know, I would say pastorally, I don't know how many stories I've heard of women who were adamant that they fully intended to get an abortion and just felt like that was their only option, that was their thinking. And when they finally had a chance to see an ultrasound before going down the road of having an abortion, it was a game changer. It changed their whole perspective.
It truly is.
Mm-hmm. So again, on the other side of the break, we'll talk more about that. Again, thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. And we're asking that you'll pray with us that the Lord will bless so that this day will be a very fruitful day in every way, both to help us with the Greenwood Pregnancy Clinic ministry and for pregnancy ministries all over the nation as well. We'll be right back.
A million different ways I gotta trust, but there's only one decision: how to live, how to love Jesus, because
Music of J.J. Weeks with Choices. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Greg Van Buskirk. He's the executive director of ICU Mobile, a national pro-life ministry. And Greg, as we pick up on this side of the break, I want to ask if you'll share a little bit more about why it's so important and helpful for believers to grasp the importance and how the Holy Spirit uses ultrasound to touch the heart and the life of an expecting mother.
Oh, Pastor Joseph, there's a lie that's promoted out there by the abortion industry and the death industry, where it's not a human being. Mm-hmm. It is a clump of cells. It is nothing. And I can tell you time and time again, women come on board the mobiles, and when they see their baby, it's their baby, not somebody else's baby, they're astonished, because what they were shown at the abortion clinic was not anything that was recognizable. Mm-hmm. And it's a travesty that happens. But when they do see, and they hear their heartbeat, then they see that baby with its fingers, its toes, it's smiling, it's waving. The transformation of that woman is just overwhelming. And many times, not only will she be crying, but our whole team of advocate and nurse will be crying with her. You know, and sometimes, to be honest with you, she'll come on, she's going to have an abortion. She'll look at that she's carrying twins. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much that occurs because of ultrasound technology that we didn't know before. Mm-hmm. And it's all because we got to show that it's a real life, as a real human being inside of that woman. And, I mean, that's what some of these bills that are out there. I mean, the Texas heartbeat bill is all about proving that it's a human being. They talk about so many times, it's my body, my choice. But my gosh, how about the rights of the baby that's inside? Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the right to life. And so these bills for heartbeat, they're in Texas. We have one in Ohio. And we're honored. The legislator that carried that bill, she had such a passion for life. She's joined our team, and she works with our team now, and is just an amazing young lady. Mm-hmm. But and then the one here in Mississippi, where, you know, after 15 weeks, at what point do we as a nation, as people, as Christians say, wait a second, that is a life, and we need to stand up for it?
That's right. That's right. Can you share with our listeners some testimonies or stories that come to mind where you've seen God just do something very dramatic after the mother or family member sees an ultrasound?
Oh, that's the one real benefit of my position. I get to hear stories that happen on mobiles on a practically a daily basis. I mean, a lady up in Detroit, her name was Susan. She came, we'll just say the name Susan. Her name was something else. We don't share the actual names, needless to say, for privacy purposes. But she came on board. She was really distraught. She was pregnant. She didn't want her mom to find out about it, and she sat there and started watching the ultrasound, and she saw it just put on an incredible display. I was waving at her, and she just recognized it was her child, it was her baby, and she was just elated and she was excited. And then all of a sudden, that excitement and that elation just crashed into depression, because she had had an abortion and she had realized that she had killed one of her kids before. And you know, that's when the team on the mobile stepped up, surrounded her with love, ministered to her. And you know, that woman accepted Christ at that time. And so not only did we save a baby, We changed the eternal trajectory for that for Susan, and that's just exciting things. And when she left that mobile unit, I can tell you, every one of those other women on that mobile were shedding tears of joy, and that happens. It happens in a lot of places.
And sometimes you get the chance to see how the ultrasound touches the mother and the dad as well.
Right.
Yeah. What stories come to mind in relation to that?
You know, I can give you a story. In our Cleveland mobile unit, a lady came on with a baby's daddy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to have calling her names. We're going to have an abortion, all this bit. Mm-hmm. And they took her back. And you know, you could see her – what I'm told, she could see her just her depression because she was being called names and everything by the baby's daddy. Mm-hmm. But they showed her the ultrasound. And he was standing there watching it as well. And they started pointing out features, you know, the hands. And it was not only her child, but his child. And his countenance changed. And by the time they left, he was telling her he was excited about having a baby. And it was all – they were. And I tell you, in any case, if you can get the baby's daddy to support that life decision – that support structure starts to grow, and they're more likely to choose life.
That's right. And, you know, that's, I think, an important truth for believers in the church to recognize, too, that many times if the young woman, if she feels like someone will support her and stand with her, many times she's much more willing to seek to keep the baby rather than thinking she has no options and has to take the child's life. But whether it be a boyfriend or sometimes a parent, but if people will surround her and let her know they're going to support her and walk with her through this, that she doesn't have to do it alone, that can make all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. Amen. I mean, that's what we do every day on the mobiles. We connect them with a support structure that supports their decision for life. And if they accept Christ, we get them connected into a church so that they can grow there as well.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, to our listeners, we're encouraging you to prayerfully consider helping us to place a mobile unit that will serve in the Mississippi Delta. Again, if you'd like to make a contribution and or become a part of our prayer team praying for the God to bless this ministry, go to just visit AFR.net there to make a contribution. But we're inviting you, whatever you choose to do, please pray with us because we need your prayers. But to make a contribution to help make this happen, again, go to AFR.net. And we're inviting you to be a part of our team to bring this ministry forward.
It's a great opportunity for people to take action and get involved. I mean, those donations save lives because for every day the mobile's not out there serving, our lives are being lost. And I mean, it's just a great opportunity to see lives being saved and the gospel and the kingdom expanded.
And, you know, Greg, one of the Ten Commandments tells us very clearly, you shall not murder. And that's very basic, very upfront. Yet, sadly, we live in a culture where you have people that often will change the name of abortion to reproductive rights or a woman's right to choose or things that sound a little bit more acceptable. And you have many people, some of which say they love the Lord, that are supporting the tragedy of abortion. And it's so important for us as the church to boldly stand for life and to speak up for life and come alongside women who are considering possibly not keeping her baby because she needs the support of the church as well.
Absolutely. I mean, not only that, we need to stand beside the women that may have already gone through an abortion. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a situation where we follow up. We find that women that choose life, a lot of it has to do with the relationship. So when women come on board the mobile units, we start to try to build that relationship. And not every time when they look at their baby, they make a decision for life, they leave. And we had a situation in Cleveland where the advocate was calling a lady who was indicated she was still unsure. And when she called her, she was told that she was going to be going in the next day for an abortion. And the advocate, she just was distraught and said, well, you don't really need to do it, and tried to talk with her, tried to convince her not to take that step. And when it was clear that the lady had her mind made up, she said, well, is there anything I can do to help? And the lady said, well, you know, do you know anybody that had an abortion? I'd like to understand what I'm going to go through. And then the lady shared, the advocate shared her abortion story.
She was post-abortive herself. She,
right. Walked her through her experience. And she hung up, and there was no indication that there was any change. She was going on with her abortion. And so the following Monday, the advocate called her back. But she, because, you know, Pastor Joseph, you know, just because a woman has an abortion doesn't mean God loves her any less. Mm-hmm. In fact, she needs God's love even more because she's gone through something that's is life-changing.
Very traumatic.
Very traumatic. Mm-hmm. And so we called her back to see if there was anything we could do for her post-abortively. Mm-hmm. And she, when she answered the phone, she said, you know, after our conversation, I thought through it. And she didn't go through with it. She chose life. And you know, that's what's great about it. And a lot of times we'll go through it, and all of a sudden the women will stop answering their phone when we're following up, and we're not sure. They indicate they're going to probably choose life, but we're not sure. And eight months later, knock at the door. There's this woman holding a baby, very proudly showing the baby that they saved. So it's just a wonderful ministry to be in.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for every believer listening. Thank you for the opportunity you give to each and every one of us to get involved with this wonderful work of standing for life and or supporting or coming alongside ministries that are standing for life and helping to save babies and save mothers and save families as well. Thank you for the wonderful privilege we have of being able to partner with your Holy Spirit to help open people's eyes and hearts to your word and your will as it relates to the issue of life. Lord, help us each to decide that we're going to do our part to help move this ministry forward, to help save babies and women as well. Thank you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, we're encouraging you to prayerfully consider making a contribution to help us with, as we who are part of the Greenwood Pregnancy and Hope Center, as we're seeking to put a mobile unit in service in the southern portion of the Mississippi Delta to help to make a contribution to help us, go to AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net to give a gift of any amount. Every gift counts. Every gift of any amount will be very much appreciated.
They can make a difference by making a gift.
That's right. That's right. And so, Greg, you said right now ICU Mobile has 44 units out in different states then. How many states?
22. And when you launch yours, you'll be 45.
Amen. Amen. And so, and your goal would be eventually to be in all 50 states then, right?
Well, yes, but we also want to be where abortion is the most devastating. And so we have a kind of loving life initiative that we're having some focus in California, where the 157,000 abortions occur a year, the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Washington, D.C., 230,000 abortions happen up there, and Florida, where 76 abortions happen every year. So while we work with everybody that God's calling to have a mobile ministry and we work with them, we have a special emphasis where we're actually reaching out to those centers trying to do something, because if you're not there where she's making that life decision, you're gonna miss the opportunity.
Would you take time specifically to pray for the church, to pray that the church would really rise to the occasion to help get behind this important kind of outreach that's so needed in our culture?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you now, and we just lift up your church here to stand strong for life, Lord, and to boldly take a stand, not only in public, but in church services, to lead and show the importance of life, and that it's your image being created, Lord, and you have required us, and you have challenged us to just to in your word to preserve the unborn, and we just pray, Lord, that the ministers will just remain strong, we'll remain bold, and we'll take up that fight for life, Lord. I know so many times, Lord, so many pastors are afraid to touch that. It's like the third rail on a subway. They don't want to touch that third rail for fear of getting blowback and shock. But Lord, just give them the boldness to stand up and just to push life, and to let them know that the baby that they're carrying is a person, is yes. one of your creation, and deserves to know life and to see life and just to contribute to your kingdom. And we just pray these things in Jesus' name.
And Father, I do thank you for every believer listening today, and thank you for the opportunity you give each and every one of us to cooperate with your Holy Spirit, to be involved in the wonderful work of sharing of the gospel, vessels through which you can reach to draw people off the road to hell, onto the road to heaven. But thank you also for the opportunity you give us to be believers that are involved in the great work of helping to save babies, to help save women, to save families, and also to help end the tragedy of abortion. Stir us, Lord, to seek with all our heart and soul to be committed to you, to want to do whatever you're calling us to do, to help stand for life and end the tragedy of abortion in our culture. And help us to become passionate about fulfilling that call as you would have us to. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again, to contribute, to help us with this important cause, go to AFR.net if you'd like to make a contribution to help us to put another mobile unit specifically on the road to carrying out the work of saving babies and sharing the gospel as well in Mississippi. Again, AFR.net. We'll be right back. Planet Shakers with Only Way, reminding us that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation and coming to know the Lord. Only Way by Planet Shakers. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio. This is the Hour of Intercession. And again, we're encouraging you to prayerfully consider getting involved with helping us to put a mobile unit on the road, a wonderful ministry that helps to both share the gospel of Jesus Christ and help save babies. Unit that will be serving in the southern portion of the Mississippi Delta. If you'd like to get involved, go to AFR.net to make a contribution. Again, that's AFR.net. And Greg, if someone is wanting to learn more about the National Ministry of ICU Mobile, how can they find out more information about the ministry?
They can go to our website. It's www.icumobile.org, and they can learn about the ministry. They can see where the mobiles are. They can find out about events that are coming up and how they can help or volunteer as well.
Okay. Well, and, you know, just to share a little bit more about our own journey in this whole process, you know, like my wife, Brady, and I have had the privilege of being involved in the pastoral ministry for many years and been involved with the pro-life cause, but after having pastored for a number of years in the Mississippi Delta, saw the need for an additional pregnancy clinic. As large as the Mississippi Delta is, there are only two pregnancy clinics in the whole Delta, and there are none in the southern region of the Mississippi Delta. And I really wanted to come alongside and help make that happen and help someone to do that. And we had conversations and interactions with different persons, but nothing was really getting traction. And I recall at a certain point, just heard the Lord just clearly say, you do it. Well, of course, wasn't really looking to hear that. But, of course, we know that when the Lord tells you to do something, it's good to not argue, but just say, yes, Lord. Well, after getting clarity, that's what he wanted us to do. We embarked upon that journey, and it's taken us a little bit longer to get to this point where we are, but by the grace of God, we now have a 501c3, the Greenwood Pregnancy and Hope Center Ministry, and we're in the process, and we're so grateful that we're partnering with American Family Radio and ICU Mobile today in helping to raise the funds to help purchase that mobile unit. And so again, to every listener, if you'll prayerfully consider helping us with this important project, simply go to AFR.net to make a contribution. That's AFR.net.
Yeah, lives will be saved. That's the exciting point. And the gospel will be furthered. That's just as exciting.
Amen. Amen. Well, Greg, would you share with our listeners, you know, the landscape of just the whole life issue and just how people are trying to promote abortion as well seems to be, in some ways, continuing to change. Would you share about some of the changes that have happened?
Sure, sure. We see, you know, the face of abortion has really been starting to change here over the last few years. Historically, it's been surgical-type abortions where they would go to abortion clinic and they go in and have a medical procedure done to them. And over the last few years, it's starting to shift. And it's more a chemical abortion or a pill abortion. And it's up to over 50% of the abortions now occurring are chemical or pill type abortions. Mm-hmm. And with that shift and with that change, women are not coming to pregnancy centers to get a second opinion, to look at their baby as often because they're sitting in front of a computer screen making that decision and pushing a button to order the pill or get the pill. Or a series of pills. It's actually two pills that they take. And so if you're not in their community, if you're not where they do life, if you're not where they go shopping, you're going to miss the opportunity to interact with them when those life decisions are being made. And that's the strength of ICU Mobile. Our mobiles are there. We're parked strategically where people are doing things. And so, you know,
where they're living life.
Yeah, they're where they do life. And, mm-hmm. you know, the objective is not to wait till she's pregnant to interface with her. Mm-hmm. The objective is to interface with her before she's pregnant. So when she becomes pregnant, she knows where she can go, where the safe spaces she can go and she can get her options. She can talk to people. And she doesn't have to get in the car and drive 30 miles down the road to a pregnancy. It's right there in her neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And that's been so effective. And when I saw this trend in abortions happening, I think God just laid on my heart this is the time for ICU Mobile to really reach out and grow because women are just walking around and not going to pregnancy centers anymore. And this year we've launched 8 mobile. So we're excited and just praise the Lord for that.
Mm, that's good. That's good. Well, again, if you're listening and you'd like to get involved with helping us with this important work of placing another mobile unit on the road, out in the field to help carry the gospel and help save babies, we encourage you to go to AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net to make a contribution to help us to purchase this mobile unit that will serve in the southern portion of the Mississippi Delta. I hope that you'll do that. Also, if you're just simply wanting more information about the ministry of Greenwood Pregnancy and Hope Center, simply go to our website, greenwoodhopecenter.org. Again, that's greenwoodhopecenter.org. That's our website. And, Greg, you know, earlier I read the passage from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37, the well-known and well-beloved parable, the parable of the Good Samaritan. And, you know, that's such a powerful parable, and it's to the point, too. And, you know, in that parable, amongst other things, it teaches many important life truths and insights. But one is that the church is represented by three individuals in that parable, the priest, the Levite, and the Good Samaritan. Yet, sadly, two of those three persons, they had the frills of the church, but they didn't have the heart of the church. The priest had a title, but for whatever reason, he saw the man beat up who was hurting and left for dead on the side of the road. He saw him, but he passed by on the other side. Then along came the Levite, who basically, he too had a title, had a place of position in the church, but he too saw the man in distress, beat up and left on the side of the road, and he too passed by on the other side. But you know, Greg, it's so important for us to know the church is not called to pass by on the other side.
Absolutely.
The church is called to get involved. And like the Good Samaritan, he didn't just help a little bit. He didn't toss him a coin and say, hope you get over this. He stopped. He took his time, his energy, spent his money, energy, and his heart and compassion to help this man, help him to get to a place where he could be further helped, and spent his time and energy, went through great lengths to love and help this person with compassion. And Jesus clearly said, tells us, not, in other words, we're not to imitate the priest or the Levite. He tells them, go and do likewise, go and do what the Samaritan did. That's what the church is called to do.
Absolutely. And we don't see it enough. Mm-hmm. That's the sad part.
That's right.
Fortunately, I belong to a church that is very pro-life. Mm-hmm. And our pastor's not ashamed to stand up there and just call it out for what it is. Mm-hmm. But I know I interviewed a lady who's joined the team. She was a part of a church in Cleveland, and she put out a posting on her Facebook page about a pro-life thing. And actually, the pastor's mother and the pastor called her in and told her she had no right to post those type of postings because women have the right to choose. And she was appalled. Here she's going to church, yet. You know, the pastor's telling her not to post those type of things. And it was really distressful for her. Yeah, she's since left that church. But it's just sad when the pastors don't take a stand for life, because it's clearly in the Bible. You know, it's the Imago Dei, right there, the image of God.
Right.
And you're destroying that. And there are consequences to that, Pastor
That's
Parker.
Right.
And I don't think people realize them. And when we as a nation turn away from that and start relishing death instead of promoting life, you know, God's going to place his judgment on us on some point in time. And that's not going to be fun.
Right.
But, you know, it's only through God's spirit and God's strength that we can go forward.
Right. And I think there's much indication that God's judgment has already begun in many ways in our nation, even at this point, too. But I think of this, and once again, let me share with our listeners, if you'd like to get involved with helping us to raise the monies to get a mobile unit to be placed on the road in the Mississippi Delta, go to AFR.net if you'd like to make a contribution. Again, that's AFR.net. You know, Greg, my hope is that every single listener will prayerfully go before the Lord and say, Lord, show me what you want me to do to help save babies, to help support the work of pregnancy clinics, to help do whatever you're calling me to do to help in this important fight. And I think too many believers are acting, or too many people who say they love the Lord are acting like the priest and the Levite. They're passing by on the other side. They're not choosing to get involved. They may think, well, I'm too busy, or it's too messy an issue, or it's a political issue. And, you know, we can sadly make excuses all day long, but it's important that we seek to get to grasp God's heart and to know what God is calling us as the church to do, to get involved again, like the Samaritan, to be sacrificially involved in helping to save babies, helping to encourage women to choose life one way or another, to choose to either keep their baby or adoption is a wonderful option as well. Well, but again, it's important for us to know all of us have a part to play, every single believer.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not between you and your neighbor. It's not between you and anybody else. What you do to support life is between you and God. And so to support a ministry like Greenwood, that's between you and God, to be able to see lives being saved. Because when donations are made, that directly impacts life being saved. And every day that mobile's not on the road, not having those interactions with those women, are lives being lost. And you don't know where those lives might have ended up. You don't know how many of those people could have done incredible things, not for the kingdom or for just life in general. You don't know what we've lost on the 63 million abortions that have taken place. How many doctors, how many preachers, how many people that could have changed this world were lost because of those decisions, and it's mind-boggling.
That is so true. Again, if you'd like to get involved in helping to purchase this mobile medical pregnancy unit, go to AFR.net to make a contribution. Again, a gift of any amount is very much appreciated. Every gift is a seed that helps us in that direction. Again, AFR.net. Well, Greg, our time is just about gone, and as usual, at the end of the broadcast, we want to invite, if there's someone listening today who's never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we'd like to invite you to make that all-important step. Or there may be someone who has gone down the road of abortion or supported or encouraged it and recognizes their need for receiving salvation. If you'd like to pray the prayer to receive Christ or recommit your heart to the Lord, I invite you to take time to pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live for you for my whole life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening. Again, if you just prayed that prayer and received Christ, please email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like very much to share with you some literature and resources that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Greg, again, thank you so much for being with us today. Share a website of ICU Mobile one more time.
www.icumobile.org.
Amen.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
It's been a real honor and privilege.
Thank you for being with us. And again, if you'd like to contribute to help us to purchase this mobile unit, again, go to afr.net to make that contribution. Again, that's afr.net. Thanks again for being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.